That 80s show was a short-lived sitcom that aired on Fox in 2002, intended to capitalize on the success of That 70s Show, created by the same team, Mark Brazil, Terry Turner, and Linda Wallum. That 80s show followed a new set of characters navigating life and pop culture trends in the 1980s, a decade known for its distinctive music, fashion, and social changes. While it aimed to capture the nostalgia and humor that made That 70s Show popular, the series struggled to find an audience and was canceled after only one season. This is TV Casualty, That 80s Show. Set in 1984 San Diego, That 80s Show revolved around struggling musician Corey Howard, portrayed by Glenn Howerton, later of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia fame, and his interactions with his eccentric friends and family. The series featured numerous references to iconic 80s elements like MTV, aerobics, and punk rock culture, aiming to capture the same retro appeal as its predecessor. Corey's circle included a punk girlfriend, Tuesday, his Valley Girl sister, Katie, and his former employer, Margaret, a former hippie. The show leaned heavily into 1980s themes, aiming to bring back recognizable pop culture icons, music, and fashion trends. This nostalgic backdrop was both a strength and a limitation. The characters were largely influenced by exaggerated 80s tropes. Corey Howard, Glenn Howerton. The protagonist, Corey, was a musician dissatisfied with his job at an alternative record store. The character was intended to be a mix of cynicism and charm, though many felt he lacked the relatability that helped That 70s Show's characters connect with the audience. Tuesday, Chyler Lee, Corey's punk girlfriend, a nod to the counterculture movement of the time. Tuesday's character was meant to balance Corey's cynicism with a rebellious, edgy aesthetic. Katie Howard, Tinsley Grimes, Corey's Valley Girl sister, whose character leaned into popular stereotypes of the day.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Decade. She brought a lighthearted energy to the show, but was also a one-dimensional representation of 80s mall culture. Margaret Smith, Corey's former boss, Margaret was a former hippie, meant to show the transition from 60s counterculture into the commercialization and changes of the 80s. Supporting characters included Owen, an enthusiastic record store manager, and Roger, a wealthy businessman who embodied the Wall Street greed culture of the time. The series did pull in authentic details from the period, from bold fashion choices to specific cultural references like MTV and Flashdance. Though the show did achieve moments of authentic 80s homage, critics felt it was overly reliant on visual gags and 80s catchphrases, such as referencing popular songs, stereotypical fashion, and the era's famous catchphrases. This reliance on the more superficial aspects of the 1980s often led to criticism that the show felt more like a caricature than a genuine look back at the decade. Reviewers noted that while That 70s Show succeeded by balancing humor with strong character development and family dynamics, That 80s Show struggled to find a similar core. The viewership dropped sharply after the initial episodes, and Fox canceled the series after just 13 episodes. That 80s Show has since become a cult curiosity, mostly remembered for its ambitious attempt to capitalize on a nostalgic trend rather than for any lasting comedic legacy. In retrospect, the show's failure is often discussed as a cautionary tale about the challenges of nostalgia-based programming, showing that era-specific shows need a deeper connection with audiences to thrive. That 80s show debuted to mixed reviews and failed to generate the same cultural impact as that 70s show. Critics noted the over-reliance on stereotypical 1980s references, and it lacked the relatable charm of the original. Despite the show's failure, it's still remembered as an ambitious attempt at capitalizing on nostalgia.